week ago, like Peter Ben said, we were privileged. One of our bucket lists were to visit Addo Elephant Park. And I love elephants. I've got a, there's one picture, is there other pictures? There's one picture in our bedroom, and it's a picture of elephants. I love elephants. The Thursday evening, I just went and sat on the bed, and it's a little bungalow, so it's just one room. Excuse me. And I just sat there, and I said, Lord, what do you want to say? What do you want me to preach about? And music does it to me. I love gospel music. I love worship music. I love to listen to it, to sing it, to jump up and down. One of the evenings we were staying over at friend's house in Oudtshoorn, and the morning I woke up between 5 and 6, and I'm like so excited. I just want to worship the Lord, and I can't wait, and I just want to put on some music and just jump up and down. But my wife is still sleeping, and I'm in somebody else's house. So how? Where do I go? And I was waiting. I think the alarm was set for 6 o'clock because we wanted to leave early. And I couldn't wait for that alarm clock to go off. And the moment it said 6 o'clock, I switched on the music. And my wife was still like waking up, and I was jumping up and down there. And I just love music. I just love getting into the presence of the Lord. And while I was preparing for the sermon, I just sat there and I'm like, Lord, what do you want to say? I don't want to say anything. I don't want to come and impress somebody or try to be like somebody. What do you want to say? And this, as I opened K-Love radio on my phone, this song started to play. And as it played, it's one of, I love that song. And I shared it with all the leaders in the beginning of the year. And I said, may this year be that year that church becomes like this. So can we play that music video quickly? And I just want you to sit back and just experience. You can get it ready. I'll stop talking when it starts to play. Maybe all just enjoy church like this. Doesn't want to play. I will ask Louis and Cindy to share it on the WhatsApp group. So if you want to listen to the sound, to the song, take me back to church. It is makes me excited about church. This is where I belong. This is where I can be real. Where I can kneel if I want to, lie on the floor if I want to, jump up and down if I want to. And those of you that heard my sermon, feels like ages ago, about the orphan spirit, how I felt like an orphan, doesn't come natural to me. I need to work at it. So, but today the sermon is why church? And I thought, okay, that's an easy one. Why church? And as I started delving deeper and deeper, there was just so much. And as I was preparing yesterday morning again, I was listening to worship music, and then I will read a scripture, and the song that started to play is exactly that scripture. And at a stage, I just turned to my wife, and I was just in tears, and I'm like, this is so amazing. So why do you go to church? Why do you go to church? Do we have to go to church? Have you ever wondered? Do we really have to go to church? What's so special about church? What's so special about it anyway? Why are we here? Is it just gewoonte? Is it just, I just do it every Sunday, so that's what I do? What's the purpose of our church? What's the purpose of our local church? So let's get a bit more personal. How do you experience church? And why do you come to church? So turn to somebody, think a moment, and just say, share why you come to church. I feel like sending the mic around and just asking people to share their thoughts. So why do you come to church?
Arendi.
It's lekker.
Huh? Lekker, it's sanity.
Why do you come to church? So I know there's a lot of us sitting here today, and everybody's not excited about church. Everybody is not excited about Jesus. Everybody doesn't feel as close to Jesus as I do, or Peter Ben do, or whoever. Everybody's on a different path as we stand here. Some of you might be, I see people excited about the Lord, but I don't get it yet. Some of us are here, and you're like, I love the Lord. I really love Him, but I don't love His church. I've been in churches, it's a bunch of hypocrites. They are very holy in here, and did you see them drive out there? Did you see how they talk to people? Did you hear them? Some people are sitting here and you're like, you are like me. You love the Lord, you love the church, but you just don't feel part of it. You feel like, I don't get it. I want to be here, and when I'm here, I can't wait to get out of that door. Because I didn't understand the Father's house. And some of you are sitting here, you love Jesus, you love the church, you know you're part in the church, you contribute, you serve, you're part of this family. And like me, like a lot of us that love the Lord, love church, sometimes we come here to just receive. I've had a bad week, I just want to come and worship, I hope they play lekker, and I just want to worship and I just want to sit and go home. Other times I'm excited, I'm up early, I pray and I'm like, Lord, show me somebody I can bless today. And each one of us are part of this body. Each one of us are part of this body. There's a reason why you're here today. And if you don't contribute, if you don't bring your part, play your part, don't try to be like somebody else. For a long time, I looked at other people and I'm like, yeah, I wish I could be like that. I wish I could be like him. I wish I could be like Evan. But the Lord didn't make me like Evan. I wish I could worship like these two people. But that's not who the Lord made me. And each one of us are unique. And if each one of us just do what the Lord asks us to do, that's it. So let's focus for a moment on, I've got hurt in church. So some of us sit here and I'm saying church, and every time if you hear the word church, you're like, ouch. And me and my wife, we, every time if we serve somebody, I mean, who knows about this? There's a word in the Bible that says, you are more blessed to give than to receive. Anybody heard that? So we've read it, we've experienced it, we are part of it, we love to serve, but not in church. Because we got hurt. We will ask people I remember in Bloemfontein, we ask farmers to give us some maize, and then we'll go and hand it out to people that do not have food. And we ask the church, can we just store it with you? Because the farmer said, yes, here's a ton, one ton. I'm like, I don't have space in my home for that. And then when we wanted to get handed out, the person at the church says, no, it's mine. It's ours. You gave it to us. I will decide how to hand it out. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything with the church again. I'll do it on my own. Then we moved to Pretoria, and we involved in Danville, in this poor area in Pretoria, and a businessman came and he said he wants to contribute 20,000 rand for the kids. And I'm like, wow. And I've got all these plans what we can do. And the person that had to manage the funds says, no, I've got a better plan. And I got hurt. And I'm like, I don't want to have anything to do with the church. And it's through the encounters that I actually could forgive people, not the church. It wasn't God that hurt me. It was a person in a church somewhere. And I want us to just take a moment. And if any of us was hurt in church in the past by certain people, let's just lay it before the Lord. Can we just, may I lead you in a prayer this morning, and we just ask the Lord to help us forgive them. That we see church as a family, and the devil will not have anything to use against us. Because he wants you out of this. He wants you to be offended by church. He wants you to feel alienated, alone, separated. He doesn't want you to feel part of this. So can we just close our eyes for a moment? And if you have somebody you need to forgive that did something in the past, a person, just speak his name now, or her name, or their names out loud, that it's in the light and the devil cannot use it again. Lord, I choose to forgive. I choose to forgive him. I choose to forgive her. I choose to forgive them. I want to forgive them, Lord, so you can forgive me. Lord, show me what you want church to be like. Help me to forgive them, Lord. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. There's so much truth. If we read the Bible, there's just so much truth. The moment we speak something into the light, the devil can't use that against us. So the next time somebody says, oh, you know that guy? You remember Donnie when he needed his help? I remember my brother wanted to commit suicide. And he phoned me and he said he just drank a bottle of whiskey or brandy or whatever. And he just downed a bottle of pills. And he's getting into his car and he's going to drive over the nearest bridge. I was like, not even serving the Lord for a year. I was in a panic. I found the church. I found this one guy that's my friend in church. And I'm like, Ati, I get help nodig. My brother wants to commit suicide. I don't know where he is. I need somebody to go and drive with me. And he's like, no. I'm busy. It's a bazaar tomorrow. I'm busy taking off all my stuff off my bucket because I'm going to do the 4x4 route. I can't help you. I was so angry. And you know how many years the devil used it against him, against me. Because when I needed him, he was like, no, I'm going to play 4x4. But when I forgave him, every time if the devil comes and, remember Ati, I'm like, no, he's forgiven. I don't always feel it. It's not an emotional decision. Lord, help me to forgive him. I set him free in the name of Jesus. And every time if the devil wants to come and remind me, I'm like, it's done. So let's read a few scriptures. I love scripture. I love spending time in scripture. I love reading. I love... The other day, as I was spending time in Psalms, when I got to Psalm 119, I'm like, your words are like honey to my lips. And I'm like, Lord, yes. May that be true for all of us. And if it's not, just start with one verse a day. Just start reading it. And one day you'll look back and like, oh, I need to my lips. Ephesians 4, the unity of the Spirit. So I, the prisoner of the Lord, appeal to you to live a life worthy of the calling of which you have been called. That is, to live a life that exhibits godly character, moral courage, personal integrity and mature behavior, a life that expresses gratitude to God for your salvation, with all humility, forsaking self-righteousness and gentleness, maintaining self-control with patience, bearing with one another in unselfish love. Make every effort to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the bond of peace, each individual working together to make the whole successful. There is one body of believers. There is one body of believers. And one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when called to salvation. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is sovereign over all and working through all and living in all. Yet grace, God's undeserved favor, was given to each one of us in proportion to the measure of Christ's rich and abundant gift. Can we just go back to verse 3 and 4, 4 and 5. There is one body of believers and one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father. The devil wants to come and take us away from this one body. He wants to take us away from this one body. He wants you to be apart and alone and spend time in your home and listen to a sermon online. He wants to take us away from this. Because if you're alone, he can do whatever he wants. He can tell you all the lies, and there's nobody that can contradict it. So you all know that our Father, Matthew 6, then Jesus said, pray then in this way, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I don't know if you saw this, but if you go to the next slide, let's pray together aloud. Please read with me and have a focus on our, us. It's not my Father. Forgive me. It is our Father. We are the body. We are the family. So let's do it together. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. It's not a my Father, forgive me. It's us. He wants us to be a body. He wants us to be together. He wants us to be here. We should be so excited. We can't wait for church. We can't wait for Wednesday or Thursday cell. We can't wait for the get-together of the body. So if this is God's heart, where do you think the devil will work hardest to destroy? Take you away. Put you aside. In Exodus 25 verse 8, the Lord says, have them build a sanctuary for me so that I may dwell among them. Exodus 29:43, here I will meet with the Israelites, and the tent of meeting shall be sanctified by my glory, the Shekinah, God's dwelling presence. He said, build a church. And there's so much stuff going out with people, but why do we need to pay this money? Why do we need to rent a space? Why do we need to have a tent? Because the God of the universe said so. Build a church so I can dwell among them. Not among him, among them. I don't know how many of you visited the church during the week. It's not the same. It's not the same if you walk in here during the week. Kind of weird. If you hear when the body is here, wow, it's electric. It's exciting. So the Shekinah, the Hebrew word is not found in the Bible, but was used by the rabbis to describe the presence of God. Its basic meaning is, how beautiful is it? Royal residence. The king is here. The royal residence. Among other things, the rabbi said that the Shekinah is present when 10 people pray together or when 3 people are sitting as a court of judges. Well, the Bible says where 2 or more gather, so don't focus too much on that. So how many of you have ever heard about the one another's in the New Testament? Some people say there's 50 one another's in the New Testament. Some people say there's close to 100 one another's in the Bible. And I went and I looked for some of them on Google, not on every page on the New Testament. Thank you for Google. But I had a look at all the one another's. So what do we need to do against one another? oh, that's unfortunate, all the scriptures. But the scriptures are there. If you want the list of them, I can send it out. But let's just read these one another's. And remember, this is what God wants us. Not you alone, you at work, you at home, you with your group of friends. Yes, we need to do this. But where do we practice this? Where do we exercise this? With one another, the body of Christ. We come together and we practice this. And it's okay if I make a mistake here. Number one, be at peace with each other. Wash one another's feet. Love one another. Love one another. Love one another. Love one another. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Live in harmony with one another. That one's easier said than done. Sometimes it's difficult to just live in harmony in your own home. So now we come to church, and now we need to live in harmony. Love one another. Something's repeating itself here. Stop passing judgment on one another. Oh goodness, that one is so lekker. To judge other people. Ah, kijk, awesome, lekker. Yeah, he's got a new car. Oh, he's doing well. No? Oh, goodness. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, with all your mistakes and issues. Just accept one another. Instruct one another. Greet one another with a holy kiss. Now the men is getting uncomfortable. When you come together to eat, wait for each other. Have equal concern for each other. Again, greet one another with a holy kiss. And then again, greet one another with a holy kiss. Serve one another in love. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, you will be destroyed by each other. But don't do it. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying one another. Carry each other's burdens. The other day we heard about a terrible thing that happened in Malmesbury. And we were crying. We were so devastated. Because we care. We carry each other's burdens. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgiving each other. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. I mean, if we submit to one another, I can't judge you. If I submit to you, I can't. Then I can't judge you. In humility, consider each other better than ourselves. Do not lie to each other. Bear with each other. Forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Teach one another. Admonish one another. Make your love increase and overflow for each other. Love each other. Encourage each other. Encourage each other. Build each other up. Encourage one another daily. Daily. Encourage one another daily. The word says daily. Every single day. Spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Encourage one another. Do not slander one another. Don't grumble against each other. Confess your sins to each other. Pray for each other. Love one another deeply from the heart. Deeply. Live in harmony with each other. Love each other deeply. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others. Clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Love one another, love one another, love one another, love one another. Love one another. This is not an act of our will. It's not an emotion. I get butterflies when I see you. It's an act. I want to love you. Okay, he gets butterflies. That's cool. In Matthew 16, verse 18 it says, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So who built the church? It's not our Olika idea and we decided we're going to build a church. This is what Jesus said. I will build my church. God did this. And we each have a gift to give. If each of us come here and don't believe that lie that I don't have anything. We should not believe that lie that I don't have anything to give. Somebody needs to hear from you. Somebody needs to receive that hug, that word, that prayer. If you love serving and wash the dishes after church, if you love praying and come to church beforehand and pray over every seat and say, Lord, whoever sits here today, bless him. If you love interceding before an hour before church starts, just sit and pray for people. If you love listening, just listen and hear what the Lord is saying over the church and share it with the pastors and the elders. If you love leading, lead a cell group, lead a home group. If you love singing, be in the worship band. If you love to welcome people, if you're a friendly kind of person, come and greet people. Say welcome when they come here. We all can't do one thing. We all have a job to do. We all have something to give in this church. But just be who you are. Just use your passion. A while ago, I was sitting and there was a visitor sitting here in the middle block. And this lady was just on my heart all the time. And I'm like, Lord, I don't like to give word to ladies. But she was just on my heart all the time. And afterwards, I just said, hi, how are you? Are you new here? And we just started chatting to her. But she kept, there was a burning desire in my heart to just, I just want to bless her, but I don't know what. And I said, Ma, please pray for you. And we just got a round, obviously I called my wife and we chatted to her and we said, can I just pray for you? And we prayed for her and I just prayed what was on my heart. And afterwards she had tears in her eyes. And I thought, thank you, Jesus. And she left and I haven't seen her here again. But that day, the Lord had an appointment with her and she had to hear that or be prayed over or had a prophetic word or whatever I said. I can't remember everything I said over her. But that part was my part that morning that I had to do. Many years ago, the people that we visited and stayed over in Oudtshoorn, they were staying in Gauteng. And we were visiting the same church. And after church, we just stood there and chatted. And I just had this overwhelming feeling to just give her a big bear hug. I just had the urge. I just want to give her a lekker druk. And I said, this is so weird. And if I remember correctly, she's not very a touchy-feely person. So it's like this morning when I felt I had to sing and I'm like, oh, okay. And I just went and I just gave her the biggest, longest hug. I thought she's going to be uncomfortable. And then tears in her eyes. She said, Donnie, I sat in church this morning during worship and I said, Lord, I wish you can just give me a hug. I wish I can just feel your love today. And I just gave her a hug. I didn't know where it came from. But if I wasn't there, if I didn't listen, she missed out on a hug from Daddy. And that's who we are. We are a family. Do what the Lord asks you. That funny feeling. Go and do it. That compliment. If I see somebody, I'm like, I love how Eben just loves on people. I admire him. He's amazing. And maybe that's exactly what he needs to hear today. Sometimes there's somebody on my heart and I'll just send him a the weirdest thing. I feel I need to send somebody a message and tell him I'm proud of him. I'm like, I'm not his dad. What? And then it's like, oh, Donnie, I had the worst day. Exactly what I had to hear today. Thank you. Just do what the Lord tells us to do. And start here. Let's practice here. If we're wrong, cool. Sorry, I made a mistake. I heard of testimonies where people got saved because of a mistake. I heard people getting healed because healed of all hurt from church. Because somebody said, sorry, wrong word. I'm sorry. I apologize. And the Lord healed something else. But here we have a safety. Here we've got, we can just be real. We can make mistakes. We can cry. We can be depressed and not feel like it. Maybe just today I just want to sit here with family I just don't feel alone. Or today I'm excited and I just want to hug people and pray for people. And or today, maybe I want to bless somebody and buy him coffee. Or just go and introduce myself. But do what's on your heart. Don't just run away. Don't just get up and walk out. Just bless somebody. Give them a high five. Maybe that's all they need today. Because the devil is telling that person, you're invisible. Nobody sees you. And that high five is exactly what he needs to do. First Corinthians 12 talks about the body of Christ. We are all part of a body. It's not to say if I can't sing like Marae. I've admired Marae for such a long time. Just the way she worships. She just worships people. The Lord. She just worships. Just see her. No, she doesn't worship people. We cut that off. We'll snide it off and in half on Jesus. She worships the Lord. And I'm like, wow, I just admire that. I'm not going to try to be like that. I remember there was one evening we were standing here and we were chatting and she said something and I said, no, I can't yet. I'm working through my orphan spirit stuff and I'm at the verge of breakthrough, but I need a week or two. Her eyes she had tears in her eyes. She said, I feel it. I'm like, wow, Lord, this woman, she really hears your voice. But she admires me without her knowing what she's doing. She admires me. I admire her, sorry. I think I need to stop preaching now. I admire her without her knowing it. If I look at Andre, he just looks like this gentle dude. But he, when he's on that stage, he commands authority. And he's just like, this morning again, I saw one stage he was giving the rhythm, and I'm like, wow. I don't know, I've got the guts to do that. But each one of us, we've got something to give. Just be who the Lord told you, made you to be. Just be that. Just be yourself. Stop trying to impress people. We are part of a body. And we all cannot be the heart. We all cannot be the foot. We all could not be the mouth. My wife's glad for that. I'm not the mouth all the time. Peter Ben say, yeah. I am, okay. So after 1 Corinthians 12, you get 1 Corinthians 13. That talks about love. We all know it. And then Corinthians 14 says, I'm going to skip, yeah, thank you. Pursue this love with eagerness, make it your goal, yet earnestly desire and cultivate the spiritual gifts to be used by believers for the benefit of the church, but especially that you may prophesy, to foretell the future, to speak a new message from God to the people. John 13 says, I am giving you a new commandment that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you too love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. A few slides on. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love and unselfish concern for one another. If I see you've got an issue, unselfishly, I need to go and serve you and help you and want to help. And by the way we love each other, people will see we are his disciples. It's not an act of our will. So can you imagine, in closing, can you imagine a place where you come in and people just love on you. And people are glad to see you. And people are genuinely excited. Can you imagine a place where you come and you just experience the love of God? Can you imagine a place where you can come and just sit and be yourself? And if I want to cry today, I can just cry. And most probably somebody will come and pray over me and just come and bless me. Can you imagine a place where if I'm lonely, I can go? Can you imagine a place where I can be myself? I don't have to impress anybody out there. Can you imagine a place where I belong, where I'm a part of, without me, if I decided this morning, and I was nervous yesterday, I was like, yes, I wish there was somebody I can call and say, I don't want to preach today. Imagine if I wasn't here this morning, then all of you were sitting like, what's happening? Imagine if they decided they don't want to come today. Imagine if the people that's washing the dishes today decided they're not going to come. Or not taking up the offering. Not praying over these seats. Because every Sunday, before you go and sit there, somebody touched that seat and said, Lord, bless that person that's sitting there. Imagine a place where you just accept it for who you are, not what you're doing. That is what God intended church to be. Where we can just come and be ourselves. And come and share our gift. Come and share our passion. Come and share who we are. It took one person to say, I want to go and share. I want to change Elkanah's playground. It took one person that said, I want to go and bless people that doesn't have food. It took one person that said, I want to start Bible study or cell groups. Praise the Lord. It took somebody that said, we need drums in church. For me. Amen. So let us love each other. Let us use our gifts to bless each other. Let us not listen to the lies of the devil that church is a bunch of hypocrites. If this church was perfect, you know what? I wouldn't be welcome here because I'm not perfect. We are all part of his body. Let's just experience his love. Let's spend time here. Let's be real here. This is why God created church. So can I ask us as a family to turn to each other? 4, 5. Just turn to each other and let's pray together. Let's share what we can pray for each other. Just 5 minutes. Let's just turn to each other and say, get out of our comfort zones and say, what can I pray for you? What's on your heart? What bothers you? What concerns you? What worries you? What are you glad about? So please turn to a few people, 4, 5, that it's like intimate. Turn around, look at people. Become part of a family, a small family, quickly. Get out of your comfort zones. And if you don't know each other, ask names. What can I pray? What are you glad about? What are you concerned about? What are you worried about? And maybe you're still struggling with unforgiveness. Maybe there's somebody that bugs you in church. Maybe I bug you. Maybe I made a lot of mistakes with my tenses today. Maybe there's somebody in the past that irritated you. Let's just use the next 5 minutes to do family together. And then we will pray.